even though she hadn't done anything.
Isn't the same thing?
Since and even though?
Yeah.
No.
They're spelled different.
They're different.
Yeah, one's spelled for the man.
It's not that. It's a, even though means, even though implies, you know, even though this is the case, still something is different. We're not. That's not what we're saying now.
Since she had Kavana.
Yeah, since it's like because.
Right, since she had intent to.
We're not comparing, we're not distinguishing it from something else.
Since she had intent to do damage, even though she never wanted to embarrass her,
right.
She's got it no matter.
Right, so she had Kavana. Because she had Kavana to do what? To do the underlying act of Hezek, even though she didn't have what? Intent to embarrass. She wasn't saying, you know what, this guy's fighting my husband. Let me see if I can embarrass him.
Why that's an embarrassing thing?
No, the embarrassment
you
is
you yourself said his embarrassing place.
Doing.
Isn't that the way you translate it?
Well, that's
right, so
that's
obviously...
So the bullshit's inherent in the act, but it's not her main focus.
That's right.
Focus.
That's what Gemara is saying. That since she had Kavana for the underlying act, even though she didn't have Kavana for the related embarrassment, doesn't matter. She's still considered to have acted with intent.
Because you can't think
only
that
if she
you can't
you
divorce.
Can't
think that it'll
only
happen
if it
without
her.
You can't divorce one from the other.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't like act like, oh, I thought this would happen and he wouldn't get embarrassed.
No, only no. Like, if your husband's like getting beat up, right?
That's the case. That's the case over there.
But on the bottom it says
they're fighting.
Since the if she had no other recourse.
Yeah.
Her husband was in mortal danger.
Right.
She would have been justified in doing anything necessary to save him.
Right.
This penalty applied only if what she did was uncalled for.
Meaning she had another. That was another thing she could have done.
She could have kicked him in the face.
Right. She could have swept his leg.
So it wasn't. So there were other things to do.
That's the implication. Yes. That's
sorry,
okay. That's no problem.
So
let's get the shot at. Okay. So let's take a look at that Rashi, please. Second Rashi, Chayev al Haboshes.
Should I continue? Or
when you say should you continue, what do you mean? Should you read the Rashi?
Should he be the one?
Yeah, yeah, read the Rashi, please.
Haboshes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, even though he didn't have the mark Haboshes, nevertheless he's fine.
Why is that?
Sorry, she. Yeah.
Why is that?
She here. Who referred to?
She.
She's grabbing the groin.
She.
Both groin.
Why is the Gemara introducing this whole discussion?
Because it seems that whenever you have a case of Nezek, the in person is not Chai Boshes. If the in person didn't have Kavan for Boshes, he's nevertheless Chai for Boshes.
If what?
If Boshes.
If he caused damage.
If the Nezek is considered intentional.
Right, if Nezek is intentional.
Right? If you call the person acting intentionally, Lagabe the Nezek, then the Boshes should follow. So what happens over here? Nafa Mirosh Hagag. The Niska B'Isha Chayiv B'Dal Dvarim. Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Boshas. I'm sorry, and Shevas, but not Boshas. Tetan Enu Chayiv Al Boshas Ad Sheim Skavim. V'amar Rabba, Nafal Mirosh Agag B'Ruch Sheni Mitzuyi V'Hezek B'Yesh Chayiv Al Nezek Patur Dal Dvarim. Ruch Mitzuyi Hezek B'Yesh Chayiv B'Dal Dvarim Patur Al Boshas. V'im Neshapech, Neshapech is the case where you chayiv for Boshas. Why?
Because in the only case we actually meant to do damage to the person.
Well, even there, you didn't really mean to do damage to the person. I mean, that's
but you had kavana to, for
right?
Everything that happens to happen.
So that's the question. This is the question
that
we have to
answer. You had kavana for the overall act, the general...
How do you know what happened?
Well, this is the question that we have to answer, right? This is the question we have to answer. We're saying that when you have intent for Nezek, you are considered or you're deemed to have intent for Boshes. Over here, Rashi specifically saying that what? You had intent for what?
For Nezek, but not for Boshes.
Not for Nezek.
It's for cushioning your fall.
It's for your own Hana.
You had intent to land on that.
You had intent to land on the guy. You had intent to land on the guy.
You could say you didn't want to hurt him.
Right, you could say you didn't want to hurt him.
But you did, so you have to pay Nezek. And you didn't want to embarrass him.
Right.
You did, so you have to pay Boshes.
Exactly. So what would you say about that? Right, in the earlier cases where we're saying you're culpable,
accidental.
Right, you're culpable because you were karov l'mezid insofar as you went up where you shouldn't have gone, and you put yourself in a predicament you knew it was likely to cause some type of damage or injury, you can't say that you had intent for the nezek. You can't say it was intentional.
So
you can only be chayav boshes when there was intent. But what are we saying over here? Over here we're saying, yes, it's true there was intent, and therefore Yechayev Boshas, but not that the intent was for Nezek. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, you say, are you saying no?
I know where you're saying, but I don't know where it's going.
Okay, I'm saying the first premise is that you're not Chayev Boshas unless you're Chayev Nezek. I'm sorry, you're not Chayev Boshas unless you had intention to reduce Nezek or to inflict Nezek.
Earlier we said if you intend to do Boshas, you're Potter.
You intend to do Boshas?
What does that mean?
So
hold off on that comment for 1 second. The Gemara's next case stands for the following proposition. That if you had intent to fall on a person, according to Rashi, no, you weren't intending to damage him. You intend to fall on a person. What am I saying? Now you have intent for Boshas.
So
what do you have to read into that?
It's not saying strictly Boshas only comes with an intent to damage.
Essentially, yes.
It does come with it, but it could come alone also.
No.
They can't.
That's right.
In that, the case where you're flipping around, that would mean that it's intent to damage.
That's right. How do you explain that?
Completely accidental.
Maybe I misspoke, but what I meant was you can only have intent. I think I did misspeak. You can only be chayev boshas if you had intent for boshas.
Yeah.
In those cases where you had intent for nezek, and the boshas was bound up with the act of hezek that you intended, you're also going to be chayev boshas. Like a psik resha. You can't say, I just wanted to grab his genitals, but I didn't want to embarrass him, right? I just wanted to chop off the head of the chicken, I didn't want to kill it. Can't say that. It's hoba hatalia. It's one and the same. So if it's one and the same, you can't say I had intent for part, but not for the other part. I may have not been so clear before. Now we're saying you had intent to fall on the person. No. Not necessarily. You want to break your fall. You want to break your fall. So you're falling on a person intentionally to break your fall. Now we're saying in that case, you're chayev boshas.
So why can't that just mean that you had intent for boshas?
No, you did not have intent for boshas.
You're saying factually that's...
Yeah, because here you just... The Rashi says the reason why you fell on the guy was not to embarrass him. You fell on him just to break your fall. L'hanasa.
Oh, so it has to be the second and the intent to damage.
But here you don't have intent to damage.
Well, then it can't be either.
No, you
that's the question that I'm asking.
Okay, so you don't have either, but you end up with...
But you, have
you intentionally
you
fall...
Action.
You want to fall on this guy.
But I'm saying you don't have intent for...
Your goal
that's
is
right.
To damage him.
That's right.
Boshas, but you're paying for Boshas.
That's right.
And only Boshas not paying for...
No, you're going to pay for Nezek also.
Oh, so you're paying for both.
But Nezek, you could be chayiv when you didn't intend for Nezek.
Oh. Boshas, you could...
So
right.
You intend for the act.
Who's
the
on
act.
First? All right. Doesn't Rashi specifically say Afal P... And it seems that you're not merely miskaving to be mazik. You're not merely miskaving to be mazik.
In no case are you miskaving to be mazik. Any case we dealt with so far, you have an intent to be mazik.
Well, no, in the wind case.
No, you didn't
you don't want to.
But I think by you
that's
going
just Karav Amazit. No, that's
right,
just Karav Amazit.
There's no case of Karav Amazit.
The difference
where
here is you had intent for the action that caused
it. Right, that's
different
in this case,
yes.
Right. But no case so far was there any.
We haven't seen
case,
right.
Even here, you don't have intent.
Yes,
right.
Right.
The woman.
The only
not
intent,
Nezek,
but
right.
The woman's case.
Still intent.
The woman's case.
It's a result you know is going to happen.
Okay, good.
So when you're falling off the roof in this case, it's like you're falling in, and what's going through your mind is, okay, I'm going to fall on her, and it's obviously going to cause her damage and embarrass her, but that's better than me dying. So no matter what, you know.
Is that what you're saying?
You know the results, so therefore, you know what's going to happen. So although you didn't have the intent to do, it's not something you wanted to. What it means is, it's not something you wanted to do. It's something you knew was
going
to happen.
What you're saying is Rashi's going one step further. Just like where I say I'm going to do an act that's inherently injurious, and I know that there's a side effect of embarrassment, but my main kavana is on the nezek. I'm considered to be acting with intent for the whole package. So Rashi saying go a step further, where I'm acting not out of a desire to damage, but I know that the act is one which includes within it the capacity to damage, and I'm intentionally doing it. I know that when I fall on this guy, it's not going to be good for him.
Even if it's not malicious.
Right. Even where it's not malicious. Meaning, kavana for a maisa hezek doesn't necessarily mean that I'm motivated by my desire to cause him hezek. It means I had intent to do this act. Oh, once I had intent to do this act, albeit for my own purposes, I'm considered to be acting intentionally to perform a maisa hezek. It's like I had intent for maisa hezek. If I have intent for maisa hezek, even though I don't have intent for boshas, I'm also chayav for boshas. So when I am mishapich to fall on this person, even though it's not because I want to hurt this person, I'm doing a maisa hezek with kavana. Oh, now you're doing a maisa hezek with kavana, and take it one more step. There's a boshas involved in this maisa. You have kavana for boshas, you're chayav for boshas as well. All right, 1 second. That's not what you're saying.
I don't think so.
All right, let me come back to what you're saying. Zach has a question. Yes? What's that? That's the basic rule of all the mu'ad olam. You're right. That we hire a person even if he does it b'shogeg, b'onas, b'ratzon, right? Right, but for boshas, we wouldn't say that. For boshas, you need kavana. And over here, maybe what you're saying is really this is a klotz kasha. I'm just trying to show you that when Rashi tells you that it's being done lahana also, we should not be tricked into thinking that means that there was no maisa, there was no kavana for the maisa hezek. You'll say, what do you mean? It wasn't a maisa hezek. He didn't intend. You're right in what you're saying, Zach.
Yeah, but a maisa hezek is still a maisa hezek, no matter whether you intend to do it or not. Right? You hit someone by accident. You still did an action of hitting them.
You're right. That's why you're chayav for the mu'ud olam.
Right.
But to make me chayav for boshas, you have to tell me that I had intent for the hezek. That's the Gemara's proof from the Isha case. So I'm saying over here she wanted to stop the guy. Over there she wanted to stop the guy, so she acted with force. So she intended to be mazik him. Okay, the boshas was a bonus. So we're saying, no, you had intent for that also. Over here we're saying it's even more attenuated. It's more removed. You didn't have intent for even causing damage. You just wanted to break your fall. No, Kamash Malon, that's called intent for the Maisa. That becomes an intentional Maisa Hezek.
So any intent for the Nezek would...
Any intent for a Maisa, which is inherently a Maisa Hezek, is called intent for a Hezek, and therefore, if there's Boshas involved, you consider to have Kavana for Boshas as well. Rashi is moving one step out from where we start.
So you're...
Goes on to the woman, right?
The first case, not in the sape.
Right. So it was mentioned that when he has the erection, there's some sort of das that happens, right? He has some sort of kavana. So, but we say Rabbeinu Chananel says he's putter from boshas.
You're getting to Rabbeinu
Chananel? Because it's just bothering me. Like,
all right. I don't know why you're forcing Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll get to Rabbeinu Chananel in a second.
But it doesn't make sense.
Let's get to Rabbeinu Chananel in a second. We're just working with Rashi for a minute.
So can we get the last line again? Any intent for a maisa or hezek is...
A sleeping one?
He didn't like the word likely.
In Kishua El Midas? Like you, Yeshua,
India, the Chayyim. Possible.
Intrinsic. Or Hezek. I'll say it's intrinsic. Okay. Or inherent.
Alright, intrinsic. Then he is also Chayyim for Boshas.
That's right. Even when you're not acting out of a desire to cause the Hezek, that's the key.
Okay.
The same, we're trained or habituated to look at a Maisa Hezek as something that you do with the intent to cause hazard. Not necessarily the case. Here you could be acting in such a way where you know the outcome is going to be one of hazard. That's called a maisa hazard. Right? So even though you didn't have kavana to be mazik, you had kavana for the act. Ergo, you had kavana for the hazard, and therefore you're chayav for boshas. Okay? That I think is what you have to say for Rashi. Question? Let's say I'm driving down the road and a car comes at me. He's coming the wrong way. So either I can get hit, or I can drive up on your lawn and run over your rose bush, right, to get away from the oncoming car. Right? Now, what should I do? Should I get hit, or should I go over your rose bush? Go over your rose bush, right? Am I have to pay you?
Yeah.
I have to pay you. Did I do something wrong? I might have done the right thing. I might have done the right thing in avoiding that risk. I may have been in the right. It may have been what I was supposed to do, but it doesn't mean that I have to compensate you.
I'm sure
excited by the...
Just the Ravid?
Well, let's start with the Ravid. Zel Lashon HaRavid Zel, in the Sapech?
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten about the Rinu Chanan, okay? Go ahead, someone, what, you want to take it away?
Isn't the Shita's Mikubetis?
It's quoted by the Shita Mikubetis, yes.
Zel Lashon HaRavid Zel,
If you're looking at the traditional Shita Mekubah test, meaning the, you know, the older printing, it's page 104 in Bava Kama. If you're looking at the newer one, then it's very easy to find. You don't need me to tell you anything. Okay? Right? Everything's all marked out there for you.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? So according to the Rav, it says that if he had intent to flip, he has every flip, but he intent to damage him, he's chayav on boshes. The pasuk dechtiv ve'chazika b'mushav.
Where's that pasuk?
That's the pasuk that he read a moment ago.
Oh, the same pasuk.
Yeah.
It says ve'chazika b'mushav.
Grabbed him in the embarrassing place.
Oh, b'mushav. Kiva shemiskav no hazik af b'shloniskav no the biyish.
The vayish.
The vayish. Sorry, the vayish.
Since she had kavana for the hezek, even though she didn't have kavana for what? For the embarrassing, the embarrassment. Okay.
Hi, Nehemra, have a kasha. Have a kasha the tuba.
So the Rebbe says, this is a big kasha on this.
The chi ain boshes the chlau hanezek. Mecha matzinu nezek shein ima boshes. Uchneskav nazik.
I think you have to ask it more as a rhetorical question.
Right.
Chi ain boshes beklau nezek.
Right. Is there ever a case where boshes is not involved in nezek?
Right. Mecha matzinu. Nezek she'ini mal boshes. Where do you ever find that the nezek doesn't include an element of boshes?
He has kavana to do damage. He has kavana to embarrass.
Right. He said, I would have thought that was always the case.
That's awesome.
Okay. He says, I would have thought that was always the case. That anytime I intend for damages, I'm automatically going to be chayiv boshes because there's always boshes. When is there ever going to be a case where I caused nezek to you and you don't have a resulting embarrassment? Broke your leg. You broke your arm. I did something to you. You got to walk around with a bandage. You got to, you know. Your broken nose. I did.
Well, how do you define embarrassment? Like, let's say it's just like me and you in a room by ourselves, and I just slap you in the face. Like, you're still like embarrassed. You're still kind of embarrassed. It's just two of us.
Why is that something you planned? Why does that have to be him? It's someone else.
Right. It was kind of personal. It was kind of personal. It's a good question. How you calculate boshes? How you define boshes? That's a good question. But listen to what he quotes here from the Yerushalmi. He says, "I thought that every time there was nezek." Every time there was Nezek, there was always going to be Boshes until I saw the following in the Yerushalmi. What did he see in the Yerushalmi? Daniel?
Asher Yisik Yerushalmi, Perak HaChovel, he called him on the Moshe Enom
Nireh. Right.
It's all right. He has in the place that you
no one sees. No one's going to see it. Right? It's under my shirt. No one's going to see that I have a big fist mark on my ribs. Who's going to see it?
It becomes swollen, right? It swells.
I have some type of welt,
right.
But no one sees it. No
it's
one's
still
aware.
Embarrassing to know you got beat up.
What do you say? Nosim lo shtayim. Tsar. Tsar.
Tsar ripoy. Vaboshes lo. Alma ika nezek lo boshes.
So here you see, oh, look, you have a case of nezek without boshes because it's makom shein nira.
Right. You give nezek tsar and ripoy?
Yeah.
Nira is visible.
It's not visible. Ava boshes low. Alma, what do you see from here? Ikan nezek. There are cases where you could have nezek below boshes. Umakam shena nira. Where is that? That's in the place that's not nira. Hilkach, therefore.
Hilkach, ikan the perushe. Hachi shimis kavin hasiko. Umakam shena nira. Vizikom makam hanira chayal boshes. Right. Cool.
Right. So what does he want to say? You could say the pshat is over here.
If he doesn't have kavana.
No, niskaven lezikom mokom she'eino nira.
Right, his kavana to injure him in a place.
Right.
Not the bushes. You don't come up to the bushes here.
No, laziko. You're falling off the roof, and you're gonna hit him. Say, okay, let me hit him. I'll hit him. On his back, where no one's gonna see it. He's gonna get a big black and blue mark, but no one's gonna see it. It's gonna be covered up. This guy wears
on
a
the chin.
Right, and I missed, and I hit him on the face.
Because I have kavana to do that.
That's right. That's right. Right? I'll say, even where I had kavana for a hezek that would not have produced boshas, because it would have been type of hezek, which was what? Not nearly naim, and therefore there would have been no boshas. Therefore what?
Ergo.
Therefore, when I do produce the nezek that has boshas, I'm chayef.
So this is just like a more specific version of our general case.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
No matter what, if your intent is there and you end up embarrassing them. If you
we have intent for the Maisa Hazek.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care about the specifics of your intent. If you had an intentional Maisa Hazek, you're always going to be Chayav Boshas if it results.
I don't understand.
But let's say this Boshas would have been in fact, would have been in a place that that's not near.
Boshas.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Or not Boshas that you're Chayav
for. If the situation didn't have a boshes, then why would you even think that there would be boshes?
What do you mean?
Is that what you're saying? That if there's no situation, if the situation doesn't have the opportunity,
you're asking what was his question?
Yes. What's he saying?
His question was, when are you ever going to have a nezek that does no boshes?
Okay, so he said. So in a case where,
right. So now I'll show you how it plays out in the Gemara.
And then the last thing just shows
you had kavana. You had kavana for the hezek. So maybe you'll say, I'm sorry, you had kavana for the hezek, but not in a place that it was being nearer. Now it works out that there is. That's also called kavana for boshes.
Yeah, okay.
If you hit him in a place, end up being there.
Yeah,
right.
Because you had kavana.
If it wasn't there.
No, if it wasn't there, you'd be bought there.
I still don't understand why it's not boshes.
No, Daniel's pointing out something correctly that the Rav is not exactly like Rashi, because Rashi's case was where he said you were in this kavin to fall on him for your own hana. He doesn't talk about the fact that you had kavana for hezek at all. We had to extrapolate from that what that means is that when you have intent for the maisa, which does cause hezek, you have intent for hezek. The Rav is starting off with the premise that you have kavana for some type of hezek. What type of hezek? Okay, maybe it's a hezek that's not going to cause boshes, but hezek nonetheless. So therefore, when it results in the type of hezek that does cause boshes, you're chayev.
So
why? Because you had intent for hezek.
Are you saying the difference is what you and I were arguing earlier?
What do you
mean? Rashi saying that. Rashi's saying that he's not intending hezek, it's just a result of what happens. Whereas the Rav is saying that he, by the fact that he's falling, he knows he hit the person, he knows that hezek's going to happen. So he isn't, although he doesn't mean it maliciously, he's still intending hezek.
Right, I don't know if he's arguing with Rashi. Like I said, Rashi just doesn't use that term that he's mechavim for hezek. We had to read that in. The Rav is giving us a case where he did have kavana for hezek, just a different type of hezek. I don't know that they would argue. Yeah.
So, would the Ravid say that if you have a kavana for not doing any hezek, but the action that you've done landing on the guest?
No, what do you say about Rashi's case?
Yes.
Yeah, but I
don't know.
What?
I mean, we can only surmise.
Right,
we don't know.
Right now, according to the Ravid, when he's falling, he has the intent to cause damage to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Falling.
Unless that's how he's learning the Gemara. Now, if he's learning the Gemara that way,
that's how the Ravid's. That's our understanding of what the Ravid's.
Right.
But wouldn't we?
That's a good question. What would he say about a case where you just had kavana to break your fall?
Yes.
It's hard to know.
See, not necessarily kavana for nezek per se,
right?
But just.
Unless that's what he means. Unless he means that thing. Listen, you know you're going to fall on the guy. You don't want to hurt the guy. So you're gonna
but you're still doing a mice and nezek.
If you have kavana for the act, whatever that act produces, you're chayev.
Right. You're aware you're about to do a mice and nezek, even though your intent is to break your fall.
Right.
Even if you don't know it'll be nezek.
I don't think
you
it's a vibe.
You want to land on a guy, I hope that it won't do anything bad to him. Like, I hope it might.
Yeah, but you have to have some sort of
I hope that it won't even hurt him at all. Like, you're still chayev for the nezek. You're still chayev for the boshet. You plan to land on this man, whatever happens to that man, you're chayav for.
I change your flag because they're outside. I feel bad walking through and now. I can't get. I'm supposed to go around the piece.